One of the great evangelists in England in the late 1800s was a man named H.R. Hughes. And his most fierce opponent was an atheist named Charles Blaylock, and they used to have debates with each other. And one time Hughes made this offer. He said, let's rent us a big hall, and let's debate the existence of God, and let's do this. I'll bring with me 100 people who will testify that their life has been radically changed by their relationship to God. You bring 100 people ready to testify how much better their life is once they got God out of it. And so Hughes and Blaylock agreed. The date was set. The arena was packed with thousands of people. And Hughes showed up with his 100 people, and Blaylock never appeared. And so that night turned into a testimony night as the people told how God had changed their lives, and many people became Christians that evening. Just like the testimony you saw a moment ago on the video, it's not hard to find Christians willing to say, God really has changed my life. But if you're not a Christian this morning, you might hear those testimonies and receive them with some degree of skepticism. Because it's been your experience that people who have tried to change their lives never could really change after all. And I think one thing we're dealing with this morning is some ignorance of how Christianity actually produces change, because it's not like most attempts. You see, the reason this people can't change myth persists is because of an outside-in approach to life change. Most attempts to produce significant life change involve the external, usually some sort of an addition or some sort of subtraction. So the typical way to think is, you know, if I could just get a mate, or if I could just lose some pounds, if I could just find a better job, or if I could just stop smoking. And we figure out what out there I can stop or start, and that will make me better. Some years ago, I was in Los Angeles and had a free afternoon, so I rented a car and drove around Hollywood. And I wound up in a place called Rodeo Drive. I'd never been there, heard about it. I thought I'd hop out and see if I could find my wife something as a gift, and soon I found out I couldn't buy a scarf on Rodeo Drive without going into debt. And I walked into a store called Giorgio's, a very famous store, and I looked around, quickly surmised there was nothing there I could purchase, but they had me fill out a card saying where I was from, and soon after, Mr. Giorgio was kind enough to send me a letter. Now, he sent me this letter telling me that what I really needed was, as an absolute must, a new fragrance called Giorgio's. It was unparalleled in fragrance history. It was a phenomenon and an experience I couldn't miss. And he was so kind at the bottom to write in red letters, "It will change your life." See, I didn't know all these years that all I was looking for was cologne. If we could just get the right cologne in the hands of the right people, the world's problems would be solved. Now, that's an example of how the world thinks. We go the outside-in approach. Now, let me tell you what the Bible calls this. The Bible calls this subduing the flesh.